Track 12. The Set of Bells. This is the last stop in our ascent. We are almost 80 meters high. Everything is lighter here, and we are closer to the sky. Not so long ago, bells marked our religious and social life. Different bell chimes called us to pray, to celebrate, announced or alerted us of danger. Bell ringers and their families lived and worked here. And their children played all around the cathedral.
This human and divine music surrounds us and produces a feeling of well-being, making this one of the best places to look out at the clouds and the roofs of Salamanca. Every year, on the 31st of October, men called mariquelos climb up to this point and higher, from the outside, mind you, up to the weather vane, to celebrate the cathedral's survival after the terrible 1755 Lisbon earthquake.
Bells are percussion instruments that have been around since time immemorial. In China and in Egypt, and there are Roman examples too. Christians have used them since the 6th century, and they have been atop their church towers since the 12th century. Bell ringers and bell founders were essential for the cathedral's life. Bells were cast in a furnace placed at the foot of the cathedral and were then lifted with pulleys and human strength. Bell ringers took care of the bells and knew over 100 different ways of ringing them. A symbolic, mysterious language with a protective power.
Popular accounts have it that in rural areas with deep forests, when some children died, they became bell children, and, as if they were angels, protected their people from lightning, rain, and hailstorms, or prevented them from getting lost in the fog. They were talisman children, so to speak.
Here, as a gift from the cathedral, you can create your own peal of bells. Afterwards, since the end of the ascent is nothing but the beginning of the way, when you like, you can start going down. But please be careful and always respect the traffic lights.